Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everybody. EIF is in the house. Yeah. Hi, I'm Deborah Lee. I will be your psychic love doctor the next about 60 minutes. I'll remember that we don't just deal within the realm of love. We deal with careers, family, friends, coworkers, what, pets. Hello.
Oh, I don't.
You name it, cover it.
Yay!
Yes, so we just waited thinking, now they're just, you know, into readings, no, but we can do others very successfully.
Hmm. Do we want
to? So here we are, and Jim is going to fill you. I just want to remind everyone, as I'm holding up for the Facebook Psychic Love Show page, where we are streaming live right now, and I'm holding nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards. I use nothing but these cards to provide. Now, when you get your reading, do remember it's not tarot, it's not oracle, not angel, not, what was the other thing you said last week? Something like giraffe cards or...
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Not crazy.
Many amazing and philosophical systems out there. I myself have focused on personal prophecy, as my grandmother taught it to me. And I didn't want any other, you know, method to bleed into it. So I've kept it as pure as I possibly can. Now, I'm going to talk to you. This is Jimbo Baggins. Ta-da! Right? He is your host in the Facebook Live page. That we're...
Yes, I am.
And he's also co-hosting with me.
Yeah.
Then we'll get
word up a dog. All right. The usual reminder, the show is for entertainment and informational purposes. That's our little disclaimer. So you're not going to roll in here and then roll out and sell houses and cars and divorce stuff.
Right. No,
it's a reading. It's a snapshot. Future is always 3 microseconds. So don't forget it.
But there is something. A lot of insight that you will gain from, like, for instance, we were on tonight. There were, I think, 3 different ladies that called the show, and I had to remind them, please watch your pocketbook, you know, your purse. Please watch your account. Yeah, and I said, remember, theft can also include identity. So I told them, as long as you are aware of it now, you are able to basically take command of that perception of the path you're on, and you can change. So there is a lot of fluidity in terms of the future.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Well, I will continue. We went with the disclaimer. If international folks, if you can call them on the phone. It's not like it's impossible. You can call. I have an international plan, very few. Usually people have a business phone with such nationally. But you can Skype in internationally. It's fairly internet phone services that are fairly cheap, too. I don't get one of those just to call into the show, but if you have relatives in other countries, it'll come in handy. And the Skype thing is pretty cheap. It's way cheaper than a phone plan or anything. And also, we did talk about calling in. Call in. which is on the number 515-602-76. When you call in, it'll basically set you up. You'll know what's going on. I'll tell you you're going in. You'll hear the show. That's normal. We see you. You're good. You're not going to be forgotten. You're not like you're calling the IRS or something, and you're going to sit there for, 8 hours and then say, oh, we're closed now. Sorry, try it.
24 hours.
Yeah. No, we got you. We got you. We see you on a clear. We see your, we're good. So you're fine. You just chill out. Another way to call in, we'll say still calling technically, is.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be friends, and you have to call Deborah. You got to be friends with her already. But for you folks, we do not have a cool little automatic hold system, so you cannot messenger us unless we ask. Otherwise, we got to go. Got to hang up on you. Nothing we can do. A little hold button. It's just the way it is because it's free. That's what happens in the world of free software. And it's down to the point where some people just don't have the ability to do either. And they're hanging out on Facebook Live. We'll switch to say, hey, you guys that are there, you got to quite type it in. I'm watching. I'm right here. I'm watching you folks. Communicate with you when you need to.
And I want to mention here, Fridays are very iffy, especially now that we're moving to warmer weather and people are working later, trying to catch up after, the pandemic and all. And that doesn't mean, though, that, this is a really segue I'm making, because I was going to say, but that doesn't mean that people won't be here, which is totally illogical where I was going. But she is here.
I'm here today.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
Maybe not tomorrow.
That's right. But she will be doing your Rebel card reading. Ta-da! We did that together.
We did.
That is a very bold, up front.
A little brash,
reading system. You know how angel cards are really lovely, and they tell you this angel and Michael and names all of the, angels and how they're protecting you and
the mutant
guiding
ninja
you.
Turtles. We got the world representative.
And the Transformers.
We got Transformers.
And don't forget.
We got them all.
The thing is, with the Rebel cards, it's going to be in your face advice. So, just warning you, they really do ring true.
Warning.
Really do.
Warning, Will Robinson.
Yeah, I remember that was a long time ago. So we have callers that are gathering.
We got up and forgotten callers. I think I'll give them more time.
All right.
People join us late on both platforms. We're on both. And we're also doing a Facebook Live broadcast. So number is 515-602-9676. The show is time to call. You might have to be a little patient. Steps. Randomly, we can't predict it, but we get to everybody.
But you get to...
You get to hear it, and you get to, we go to you. We
you
do so.
Are in a, what would you call it, the order.
It's a queue system. I see the callers. I stack them in order. You have a chance of being forgotten. Now, there is about a 10% chance that I accidentally hang up on you. If I do that, call back.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's not because I'm 100% retarded.
Oh.
It's because you ever have that when you're on the internet, you get ready to click something, and everything jumps? What happens, you get ready to click to say goodbye to a caller, they hang up, and then I just hung up on somebody that is waiting.
Right.
Which happened yesterday. So
it's operator error.
It's operator. With the help. Yeah, the system tricks me. But anyway, if you get hung up on, it's cool. And it's happened, and they do.
Yes.
They does. So I think it is time to go to our first caller.
Oh.
Caller is from area code 779 from the land of Illinois, the great state of Illinois.
Hi there, Illinois. What is your name, please?
Really? Really? Really?
You know what, though? Yes. Yesterday, another lady called Land of Lincoln.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be her.
And we thought it was you.
So I even hyped it up. And it didn't offend her.
No,
not at all.
That's
so
funny.
What's going on there, Mila?
It's still quiet, which is nice. Not a whole lot going on, just real quiet. I was trying to talk to this new guy, but I'm not feeling the love, so I'm just like, whatever. You know what I mean?
You know, those birds social, what do you call it? Like
interaction.
Yeah, you can. If it doesn't click, it's not going to click.
Into the awkward stages where you're.
Then the next thing is
this
isn't working.
Yeah.
If
you get to that.
It's just annoying trying to get in the dating field. It's just annoying.
Well, wait till you get to my age. It's even worse.
I hear stories.
Oh, I'm giving up, man. I'm just giving up. So if you could just do a general, that would be great for me because I'm just trying to feel out some certain things. You remember I told you about my friend, right? The one that I haven't seen in 20 years. Nothing's come of it, but I'm just like, something's going on. Like, something's weird. I just keep getting this weird vibe, but it's okay. But I just want to see what you see.
All right. And, you know, when you give up, that's when something starts happening where...
hope so. I mean, I really hope I didn't offend my friend, right? Like, I feel like I did something maybe that offended him or his, you know, other partner. You know what I mean? Because I just have this feeling that they, I don't know.
Well, you didn't his rear end or anything.
Or his junk.
Yeah, you didn't do a junk attack.
No, I did nothing like that. Nothing like that. But I just feel like certain people are very jelly.
She's super insecure.
She is.
I honestly makes him sick. And
because you would think somebody, when you send somebody a text message, you would think that they would at least be kind enough to respond back, but I haven't gotten anything.
Well, she might even have a little bit of rain of it.
I don't know. She may be Nazi on the phone and just crap.
Yeah, he might not be getting it all. I'm just saying that. I'm not.
Nazi.
Right. I know. So I'm just leaving it alone, but I just think it's weird. Yeah. Stuff like that bothers me.
I agree with our childhood.
Well, is she an extraordinarily beautiful girl?
Yes.
So he'd rather have the put up with her BS than, boundaries with her.
Yeah.
Well, they've been together like 15 years.
Oh, my God.
That is a long damn time.
Yeah, they're not married or anything, but they've been together for a very long time. I don't want anything to do with that. I mean, they are perfect for each other, like I said.
Well, remember, there was a T-shirt. I think it might have been in the 90s that something to the effect of it doesn't matter how beautiful she is. Somebody out there is sick of her shiz.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
That was a phrase I told you about.
Well, you know what I just don't like is I don't – the kind of people that I feel that I get from them, like the vibes, is they are the very pish-posh, keeping up with the Joneses fake people. Like, they're super kind to your face. They'll blow smoke and rainbows up your boo-hoo, and then –
Ooh.
But in reality, they're just like whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
I feel like they're artificially fake. But they got a lot of friends, and that's how you do it. Because that's how you run a business. You got to be everybody's friend.
Mm-hmm. You know, and remember, he may realistically see you as a interloper.
Threat.
Yeah, and you never know.
And that's what I don't want. That's why I said I'm not even going to approach it anymore because I don't need that. I'm not that person. That's not who I was. Maybe 20 years ago when we knew each other, there was problems, but I'm not that person anymore. I'm a completely different person now. But, you know, people, like I said, there's a different version of you in everybody's head all over the world. So there's a different version of you in everybody's mind. So you just have to remember that. Like, they think this, and just like I think he's this, right? I don't really know because I haven't been around it, but, you know, that's the thing. That's just how life is.
So when are you going to start writing your inspirational book?
I don't know. Inspirational book of crabby people. No, just kidding.
I thought you would write a book about rainbow corns.
And the what, boo-hoo? Up your boo-hoo?
Yeah, they're blowing smoke and rainbows up your boo-hoo.
And maybe a little bit of operational love for the land of Lincoln.
Well, I want to tell you,
right.
Look, I'm more serious. I'd like you to be prepared for an upcoming setback. It's Thunder Sure to Come True. I forgot the other night, but I was going to just keep an eye on it. That's why I'm wondering, how is your father doing?
You're so weird because you bring that stuff up. Okay, so he's still not talking to me. He's not talking to my mom. He's not talking to my sister. I just got my mom out of the hospital yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And he's still not talking to me, but he called my brother, who me and my sister have basically written off because he's like a carbon copy of my father. And we've been all estranged from that man, that our brother, and so is my father. But now all of a sudden they're like best friends. And now supposedly he's coming down to visit, which is weird. Because he doesn't like us. He does not like his family. He hates us. Like, literally is the most spiteful, hateful person you can ever talk to.
Well, is there a will involved? Does your father have a will?
No, there's no will. There's a trust.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And that's already ironed out, right?
Well, I talked to the brother yesterday because I'm trying to be the middle person and not be... You know, I'm just trying to, like, be the middle person, be the higher ground. And I talked to him yesterday because he didn't know that mom was in the hospital. And so I told him, because I know that my father's been talking to him. Anyways, and I told him, I said, well, we need to amend the trust so that you're no longer involved because you don't want any involvement. And he says, exactly. And I said, okay, so if you do come, we need to get that amended.
Interesting. Let's see how that works out.
Right.
Everybody, they start getting real chummy. Somebody's got one foot on a banana peel, and they make sure that they are protecting their interests.
Usually when somebody gets very active and wants to visit, it's because they're looking, they have dollar signs in their eyeballs.
But there's no dollar signs whatsoever in this trust. There's zero dollar signs. Whoever's the head of it is going to be managing crippling debt.
I don't want to be on that trust. I don't want no damn debt. That's negative money.
Is your mother going to end up facing all of that?
No, because she's not part. I don't know if she's part of the trust or not. I've never seen the paperwork. I just know that there's paperwork out there and that my sister and my brother are on it. And I said, well, Brian needs to come off of it because he wants nothing to do with the family. And if you want nothing to do with the family, then you don't get to have control.
Does he have life insurance?
My father?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. I doubt it because he hates my mom so much that he doesn't want to leave her with a dime.
Well, you can have life insurance and put a dog on there for it doesn't have to be the wife.
I don't know. I really don't. He won't talk.
Like a carbon copy of my own. I wonder if you're a long-lost sister of mine, Terry.
We are probably related. You know what? You want to know something crazy, Deborah? Is there is a half-sister of mine out there that I don't know. We don't know where she's at. Because supposedly, my mom had a kid before she met my father.
That's told us that.
Rumors.
One thing I wanted to say is, why didn't your mother ever leave him?
Why didn't she leave him? Because it's just that age and that mindset.
The old school mindset, yep.
But
you know what I mean? Like, it's just, and she doesn't have anywhere to go because, you know, back then they didn't teach anybody how to save or, you know, invest or do anything smart. And her company that she worked for screwed her over. When she was getting ready to retire, she was supposed to have this big retirement, nothing. So, like, you know, my poor mom literally was just stuck with my dad because it's the only, like, now you have to have a whole herd of people in the house just to afford the house.
I can see.
You know.
I wanted to tell you, prepare for a setback. It does look coming through long-term illness. I wouldn't be surprised. Or dad.
But it's not her person.
It's not you.
Right.
But I'm wanting to tell you something, Teresa. Into the future, all this is going to be behind you at a point. And you look back on these days, and you're going to feel like you really did the right thing by going home, I know it's been rough. You call this show a lot.
It's my only respite.
If that's what I mean. I think that you are going to look back and be so glad that you have.
Yeah, but you have. Okay. So you're cutting in and out on me. So, like, do you? So the illness, is it going to be my father?
Yes.
She thinks it is.
He's already sick as hell, and I don't know what's going on with him. You know what I mean?
I think she's talking like a turn for worse, right?
He's deteriorating. His mind is going. He's like hallucinating, which is very close to passing away between both worlds. You know, when my father was dying, everybody be quiet when they came to visit him. He said, me and the boy are fishing. And there was no little boy. They're already starting.
Right.
Transitioning to the afterlife.
Well, and he's ignoring all of us. He's, you know, I think he wants to make amends with my brother. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think in his weird way, he's trying, right? He's not going to probably make amends with me, even though I feel like there needs to be, but when you try to talk to somebody and they don't want to talk to you.
My dad didn't with me either. He thought I was
wild. It's a lot of that old school mentality from back in the day.
Yeah. I want to tell you that 1, 2, 3, she's got on here, which usually signify a lot, representing more. You've got one from your past.
Was that a flock, 4?
Yeah, and I think this is the one from the horse thing.
Is it a horse whisper?
Kitty,
I remember she talked about
that.
She's
feeling very frustrated. Veronica is right. She
Bloody
has
well right.
through his phone. And I think that is horrible when people do that, but some of these women have to respond to you, let's put it that way.
Well, and you know what? If they've been in the years, and back when these phones came out, they made that agreement, he's going to, we can go through each other.
She polices him a lot.
And it's probably, we can mutually go through each other. He doesn't give a squat about her phone.
A lot of it is due to the business. She doesn't want Teresa getting close to that business.
Business.
And I'm just going to be really honest. It's a business I don't want any business with. Does that make sense? Like, that's something I'm not going to worry about it being a loss because I don't consider it a loss. Does that make sense? Because I don't want a piece of it. I just wanted to reconnect with a friendship and maybe benefit a little bit from the tutelage, but that was my extent. Does that make sense? Like, I have no demands on your boy. I want nothing to do with it. I just want to be friends, hang out with you every once in a while, have that sense of camaraderie and teamwork, and then go about my life. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't something I want to do full time. I've already said to myself, worst world is not my full time.
He hopes that you will come around again. All right. He's hoping for that. Also, I'm going to make a long term prediction for you. I swear that you are going to get married. And you totally don't expect. He's even from this country. But he's out there.
Really? This again?
Has that come up before? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, fate is what fate is.
He's from Zimbabwe.
It doesn't help that I don't get out because I don't get out enough to be social in social circles. Do you know what I mean?
I know. But remember, viewers take us all over the world.
A lot of people don't do that anymore.
Listening right now who's thinking, I want that woman. I need her and her chickens in the basement. I keep thinking her chickens. I think it's someone from
Deutsch.
So we're going to keep an eye on that. You do have a big mess to clean up when your father.
Trust me, I know the shit storm that'll come after my father's passing is going to be a nightmare. I already know. I'm trying to prepare for the nightmare, but there's nothing you can really do to prepare for the nightmare and the shit show that I know is coming.
Yeah, all you can do is know it's coming and not knock you off your feet too much.
And your mother has comforted herself with like a lot of collecting of things. papers.
That's my dad. My dad's the hoarder. Okay. My dad's the hoarder. My mom's trying to get rid of stuff. But see, she went in the hospital and they said it's a bulging disc, but I worry about the future for her and what her mobility is going to be, because I want her to have a great life. And I'm going to, wherever I go, my mom's going, right? So if I leave the state of Illinois, I'm taking her with me. If I move out of country, I'm taking her with me. Mom will never be without me. She will always be with me until she dies.
I want to give her a really beautiful life. A woman has she's walked through enough poo-poo.
Le poo-poo.
She's exactly, and I'm trying to make the last, you know, the whatever's rest of her life to be beautiful and full of nothing but fun, instead of, you know, staying home on the weekends and all she does is clean house and complain.
True that.
Oh, that's sad life. Well, Teresa, things are going to look up general reading, and we're going to give you a rebel card here. But
okay.
I know this sounds almost idiotic for me to try to keep a positive, you know, perspective on everything. I know it does.
Yeah, but you have to.
You've got to for your that you're, this is not the the story for the life.
You know, and like they say, even when things are pure poop, you don't something, you're going to go insane.
You are.
You got to laugh at how, it's like, Jesus, this sucks. And then you just laugh about it.
Does she really have chicken?
She does.
Chicken like in her basement, picking out dough.
Teresa, do they make a lot of noise?
Who?
Your
chickens.
My chickens in the basement? They're not that noisy. They're all leaving on Sunday to their new home.
Oh.
And I'm going to miss them because a bunch of them I've made really friendly, and they're my stress relievers. And I go in the basement, I let them all out of their good sized cages, and they all come out and they're like pecking around at my feet, and I'll put them in my lap and I'll snuggle on them. They're my stress relievers, and they're leaving on Sunday, and I'm really upset.
Yeah, you could have put a little vest on one of them and taken it on a plane. This is my damn it.
You know, but I'll get to see them on the weekends, and I still have the teeny tiny chickens with me in the basement, and they're getting friendly too. But I have some favorites that I'm really attached to. But I'll be happy that they're going to be in this giant, beautiful chicken coop in their giant run, and they're going to get to be outside in the sun and doing their thing. And I miss a couple of them that I won't get to. I won't have them every day to go down there and snuggle on like my dog. My dog and my stress relievers too.
Teresa, you gave them a really good.
You kept them alive. Yeah. But you're right. A little sunshine and everything will make them a little bit happier.
Down in that basement.
Right.
All right.
I'll be going on to my sister's farm on the weekends and grabbing my chair and setting it in the middle of all my chickens and sitting there drinking my water and watching my chickens.
Send us a picture. I'd like to see
it. I will.
Water?
Okay.
Well.
All right, anyway, stand by.
Yeah.
Standing by.
F fear. It will lie to your face.
Yep, fear will.
Fear.
Yeah. That's true. Yep. That's a good one for all of us. It's good for all
of
us.
It's full of crap.
And here's what keeps on coming up. I just thinking it stopped putting energy into this your friend. Stop wasting your energy, and your energy at the inside of your body, that is starting to slowly kill you from the inside.
Well, yeah, don't waste energy on people that
I have so much fear about contacting him. It's not even funny because I don't want to. I already have this preconceived idea that people have already started labeling me something that I'm not.
You never.
And that's bringing up a lot of fear in me. That's funny that you bring that up.
Yeah, well, that was a good card for you.
Yeah.
Here we've got.
So are you saying I should face my fear and make the phone call, or should I just let sleeping dogs lie?
I would let it go.
And I would say. But
let it go. Okay. That's what I was originally going to do.
I would be the tiebreaker and say you've already reached out text-wise.
Right.
Yeah.
You've
hunted. There's a certain point. You know what? You extended the olive branch and they pissed on it, so throw that.
Right.
So
see,
be
what
like a dog, piss on it, and kick shit on it. Got it.
Exactly.
And the only reason that I say do it is because I have a nature that likes to get the last word.
Well, right. She likes to really get.
Yeah. So do I. I'm usually the girl that likes to get the last word, but I'm also trying to not be that person all the time, because sometimes that can backfire in your face.
Yep. True. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll be here again
okay,
tomorrow.
Thank you.
We're going to do a special around the Blitz.
For our marketing survey that we're where our audience
we went started Monday. We went every day of the week to see where the best days are.
Okay, so if you're free, give us a
nice. Well, you know, I'll call.
All right, honey, take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
We shall
bye-bye.
Talk again. Wee-wee.
Yep, bye.
Bye.
There you go.
Oh, that was good.
Oh.
Now we got...
We have other callers. Here, watch this now.
What? Where does she hang up?
I got her. See, last time I... Remember what I'm
that
saying?
That would scare me.
They went up.
Yeah.
Yep. See, I tried to wait. All right. Anyway, we're at the Humpsville. But we other folks, you're there.
Yep.
You got your order. You're not getting dusted. Good. Wrapping through the show, I'm going to give our little halfway thingamabobber, which is our disclaimer. Just a reminder that the show is for informational purposes only.
I've tried.
There will be a new deck sitting Monday.
Sorry, we had a medical here for the Rebel cards right in the middle of my disclaimer. But yeah. I'm talking about the paper bag. That's all I'm saying.
All right, bring us on our next.
Take a chill pill there, Tootsie. Damn. So I gave the disclaimer, but you know what I didn't give is the number. Kind of an important thing for those that don't have it written down in front of them. 512-602-9676. That's the number to call. Plenty of showtime left. We got a couple callers on hold. You are guaranteed. We got time for more callers, too, so don't freak out. You know, this is a really good microphone.
Yes.
So, well, just talk at full volume when you're talking.
We were
right
saying
there,
you really liked it.
No, I hate the hell out of this, Deb. Do it for free, right? You know?
I'll ring it.
Okay, all right. And they tried to screw with me on the cube there. They put somebody else up there, but they weren't really the next one. They are liars, yes. And I don't know why they do that, but who cares? Time they don't anymore. We hate them. All right. Next caller. Caller 315 from the state of New York, the Empire State. 315, you are a number dose, believe it or not.
You're sad there. But
we're going to move forward now.
Moving on.
Hello, caller from New York.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
Dorothy.
Dorothy, hello. We've talked with you again before, have we?
No, I've only talked to you on Facebook.
Oh, Dorothy.
Yes.
Thank you for calling
last,
in.
Sometime in the middle of the night, I think. I don't know how to reach you.
We're having a conversation, you and I, and we can just go forward with your reading where we don't have to really get personal.
Do I need to give her welcome?
Oh, yes. And bye, Dorothy. Hey,
Dorothy.
Yes.
You're a brand new caller.
For those names.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is your first time. Questions about the method, first of all, what I'm doing. I use a 20-foot layout, and I don't just do a random draw of a couple cards. I prefer to see the entire landscape as this is what I would do in a private reading with you.
Mm-hmm.
We would go over,
you
know, each of the spreads. I would lay down several times. So again, these are, they're not tarot or any of the others that are out there. I have a great deal of respect for. So Dorothy, tell me, and I you know, you can be as open and honest as me. What's really going on?
I don't even know. I'm very confused. Very confused.
And what type?
It's in life in general right now.
Okay. lots of people call up and they get choked up and they leak.
That's okay.
You know,
and
they
spring a little leak.
They do.
And there's nothing wrong with that, so don't.
Yeah, this could actually be a stress reliever for you.
Even though it's your first call, just relax. Yeah. Everything's cool. You get a lot of first callers. And then when you, next time you call, you won't be a first caller.
So can I ask you a little bit about your life? Are you married? Are you with someone?
No.
Have you been? Okay.
I was. And it's coming up on 3 years that he left. It was supposed to be just for a couple months. And he went back to where his family was. And his father hates me. So he was... He got him involved in drugs, and it just was.
Whoa!
You know, yeah.
Oh, that's the path of.
No,
hell.
I think he abused him as a young boy, and I think he thought, well, I can go back now. I'm a man, and you know, I can go back, and he's not going to push me around. But it happened. Wow. Yeah.
Do you communicate with your? With
very rarely, I think
so,
he's embarrassed. Yeah, he actually just reached out to me, like, in the fall and told me. I kind of knew in my gut that it was drugs. I knew. And he got a hold of me right before my birthday. And,
all right.
I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But he had told me that he got into really heavy drugs, and I was just like, I wasn't surprised. I knew it already. We're just connected, you know, like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Very bad.
Well, that can change a person's entire personality.
Like, but you have to put a little wall up there because you can't into that.
Yeah.
You can't be part of that.
No, I haven't seen him since he left, like, except on video calls, and that was even like within a year of him first leaving, because his father would literally follow him around because he had like his whole family like trapped in the middle of nowhere.
Is
nobody drove.
Another history, I mean, whereabouts? I don't have to
What's
specific.
That?
Does he live?
He went back to his
no,
father's
he's,
family.
No, he's down south. He's down south.
Down yonder.
Yeah.
Did you ever have children?
No, not with him. No.
Okay.
No, and it's funny because we had talked about it because he's younger than me, and I had a tubal, and we had already gone through looking at the procedure and the cost and everything, and then it just...
Right for knowing.
But, I don't even know what the hell happened.
Well, I think there's a bit of a blessing in that. I think you would have ended up with a fatherless child.
I have four of them. But
yes,
and I lived with him, and he was still basically not there. And now my youngest is now almost 17, and. He's getting the worst of all four of them, you know, because now this man only comes around when he's got to show, oh, I'm father of the year type of thing, you know. No, actually, I don't think my last boyfriend would have been like that at all. And I honestly...
Hindsight.
Yeah. So, Dorothy, what do you think is at the heart of your, we'll say, pain? Is it the way you've been treated by this family, is it that you are unfulfilled in some way?
Or is it that you really love this person, you see them path of destruction, and there's nothing you can do about it?
Actually, I talk to his mother all the time. She's
in
the same situation as him. So
she's like in your boat,
It's got to be hard. For her too,
and you can only do so much with people that are doing that.
Now she won't talk to me on the phone anymore because you know of her husband, and she'll message me only when he's not around. Yeah, I've been abused, so I know all the signs. I know all the signs. Yeah.
No, I'm gonna open the cards up for you. I'd like to know where would you go go. What do you have a specific question?
I mean, you can be very specific. Do not be afraid to be very specific. You can ask them.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't even know. Like, everything just seems to be, like, crumbling down right now, and I don't know why and what's going on.
What's the number one thing to see change right now? One thing, the most important that you would like to see change right now?
My motivation, my energy.
Motivation just in general or personal life or as far as...
Physically getting myself motivated. I'm stuck in a rut.
Dorothy, I'm credentialed as a whole health practitioner, and I'd like to ask you, have you been in menopause yet?
No, I haven't. Nope. I'm in the middle of PMS right now. Like, great timing.
Okay, great timing. Perfect. I don't know why, but I still suffer, and I'm way beyond. I've been through menopause.
The hormonal crap is really
hard.
You
could be having hormonal fluctuations.
Premenstrual dysphoric disorder since I can't remember when, since I was younger, and it rears its ugly head once in a while, and I'm regular like a clock, so it's not even my mom was in her late 50s when she finally went through menopause, didn't even know it, so and I'm a lot like her.
My sister and I have a mother that suffered a horrific stroke and hemorrhaged, like a brain hemorrhage, and we both decided to pause cold turkey.
Without the drugs because of the potential side.
Really felt it came from her hormone replacement.
I've heard about that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't take hormones. I could never take birth control or anything like that, because that made me a mess. Even if it was like just a little bit, I couldn't. No, and my mom never took hormones.
Okay, now I can't. I don't have the for medical issues. But I can, help as much as I can. One thing is, are you getting enough vitamin D?
I take it every week.
Spend some time out in the sunshine.
Well, and I also I moved my bedroom to a bigger. Well, the room is smaller, but there's three huge windows, so most of the day the sun is shining in on me.
That's good. That
kind of I noticed. Over the winter I didn't suffer from the seasonal affective disorder as bad because it was so much snow where I'm at. And cold, but the sun was always beating down on me. It's just when, I don't know.
Well,
and this only happens every month. It just happens certain times. This is it.
I lost a husband of 20 years, 3.5 years ago, and I found that grief is like waves in the ocean. I'm okay about it. But then tomorrow... one thing I hear is that love, and it's coming for you, love is going to restore you and to make your life start again.
Love is in the air.
And it's in, like he just
every
saying,
time and
it's under sure to come true. it's coming. And I feel you are going to make a solid commitment to a real man.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you cut out.
You're going to make a solid commitment to a really good man. It's coming sooner than you think. You have a lot of violent emotions that I see also here. You want to be careful that it doesn't lead you into clinical depression, something along that line, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So... just even what you're doing now is so cathartic. You know, calling up your having emotions.
It's a step in the right direction.
It is. And you know, all into every single show, we have some people that just to uplift their spirits. Just to.
Yeah. How did you find our show?
From me.
I've been following you for like, I don't know.
On Facebook,
seven,
right?
7-8 years. Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
I was with him back then too, and you know things were really good. I think actually it was before I met him that I started following you. So maybe like 2016 or 2015. I'm not even sure. I'd have to look.
Well, I feel honored.
Yeah. Well,
that
then
you follow.
Keep calling in more often.
And keep working on this. Now, I'm not quite finished with you because we don't have any.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to add,
yeah,
in case we forget, that we are also on a marathon. We're doing another show on Saturday night, same time.
Yep. And on Monday night.
And you're welcome to call every single time we have a show. I think, like, I can't call.
Okay.
I called last night. You're welcome to call every show.
Yeah. And let me see now. Another thing to make your home seem like your own sacred, you know, bring a lot of...
Or at least that one room in there. That's
serenity.
That's your happy room,
yeah.
Maybe. Like, she has a room with all the windows.
Yes, I think that's fantastic.
Make happiness.
Yeah.
Regardless of the whole life, you think your life is
yeah.
goats or whatever, that's
no,
your room of happiness.
Nice.
Yes, because looking at your cards that... you remind me of like a beautiful bird in a cage, and the bird looks out at the world and wants to nibble away at that little latch so it could get out. And where it would go with
it. Yeah, it might be, it might
yeah.
not be.
I see the man that's coming into your life. I don't believe that you've met him yet, but I could be wrong because time frames are somewhat difficult. This is a man.
I don't usually leave the house much, so.
Okay. I used to work exclusively from home. Joke. I had three jobs, and I would joke to people, well, if there's a new man in my life, he's going to have to knock from the inside of my, monitor, because I'm too busy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go out. I didn't have a social life, but that's what happened.
Yeah.
And when he came in the middle, received a little hello from him in an email. I used to work for a newspaper. He sent me an email. I'm reading this little email from somebody I don't even know. I looked at my ceiling and I said, oh my God, he's the one. And he had been in my cards for 2 years.
Nice.
All right. And the minute he came, he brought me coffee. I received his date.
Mm-hmm.
I was like a... at that time. But when he brought coffee one afternoon, when I opened that door, I was about swooned. Remember, I didn't even know him.
Oh,
but
story every year.
But a man named Brady.
But this is a man looking right now.
He's just cooking.
He's a king of clubs.
Right.
Like Veronica. Now, Veronica, tell Dorothy about.
I hope you're not a vegetarian because talking about an uncooked turkey. But when you put your oven and he's not cooked yet, and out because you're feeling like it's done, and you open it up the bird, he's still pink inside. You're not going to take it out of
He's not ready.
Right.
And you aren't quite ready for him.
So that is basically your dream.
Oh, he's going to be fantastic.
Is an uncooked.
Characterized as king of clubs. That is a
funny.
Go ahead.
That sounds like my ex because he's, like I said, he was much younger than me and I was always like, no way. And
well, I think for you to have hope about that. You know,
what's that?
There is hope there between you and your ex.
Repeat it, Cheeky.
Did you? Did we?
He said.
Yeah.
Tell me how much more than him.
20 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yes, that's why when you said that, I was like, put the turkey wasn't ready yet. Yeah. Like, in a lot of ways, though, in a lot of ways, he is. And even my children were like, at first they were like, oh, my God, what, this is so weird. And I was like, you think it's not weird? But I didn't, like, as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh, my God, what is this? This is so weird. I'm like, no, he's too young, you know.
But it
was
destiny.
He kept flirting with me for months and months. And finally, and he would always say to me, you can't resist a king forever. And I was like, stop it. You're a boy, king. You're a boy. And, you know, it was our joke thing. But, you know, like, you know, he's gotten older and been through things. And I always told him, I was like, you're so young. I said, you know, I said, I'm going to be the one that's going to get hurt here. But I know he's still hurting, too. But.
Well,
he's going to be sorry.
Yeah, cell phone and.
Cell phone is not like actual landlines used to be. You could actually be on a. And you could talk and back and forth and hear each other and talk at the same time. The whole world is like walkie-talkies.
Well, I am going to strong stand here and say, Dorothy, that man is going clean. He's going to go back to being the you love,
right?
The one that's in there that he's medicating himself.
Well, he can make that decision.
Right. It's like leading a horse.
When he had called me, he said he had stopped, and that's when he reached out to me, and I was like, I already knew. And he was like, how did you know? And I said, I don't know. I just knew.
Only two with him. I do believe there's another thing for the two of you. And his father be damned. He should not be involved in any of it, you know, about his
father. Well, he's a piece of poo-poo
and
caca.
I would actually feel sorry for a man with such a cold.
But not right now, I wouldn't.
No.
Not when spending this son down a spiraling path into the toilet bowl, I would not feel maybe later.
Well, there's two other younger than him. One of the, I think the youngest, his sister or his brother, she had turned 18 and joined the military. The sister joined the military as soon as she turned 18. Like, that's an extreme thing to do to get away from your family.
But you know what? It's probably an awesome thing to do. Yeah. Get away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, her mom was one. She kept in touch with me, and she was sending me pictures. She's like, "Look at my baby," and I was like, "Yeah." And she always says, "If you ever come here, you're welcome to visit. You're welcome to visit." And I'm like,
"Yeah,
I don't think your husband would like that. I don't want to get shot, you know."
Yeah, but you know what? You know, it's you got to escape, and that's a good one because it also gives you money
for the military. Yeah,
it teaches you to become an adult. You probably were raised like a piece of crap.
Right.
They will straighten you up.
Well,
your
ex there can use a lot of support from you in the way of encouragement, reminding him how much you love him.
That's all you can do.
And I do.
Actually,
when he reached out to me and we talked for, like 2 weeks straight, we got to talk to each other and... he asked me, he says, how do you still love me? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, every day, almost every day, you try to call me or you send me a message. And I was like, I don't know. It's just,
got a lot of trauma. Intuitively picking up, he's been really traumatized. There's in him.
Yeah, all you can do is be there when you need. You can't jump in and push somebody to do something.
And there,
I don't.
That's the man that I'm seeing here. Because the more we talk, the more I'm feeling he is your true soulmate.
So if you can just be there and not, you know, not start pushing and pushing, but be there. And you can wait if you're not
impatient.
No,
I just sent him. I sent him messages. I sent him messages and pictures. And, one time he, a couple months ago, he reached back out and he was like, he saw that I had posted a video on TikTok and I flipped a picture of him in my little video of the people that I loved. And it was the only picture, and he screenshotted it and sent it to me. He says, "Do you still have these pictures from this time?" And I said, "Which one?" He said, I said, "Most of the pictures I have are both of us together." And he says, "I want all of them." And I was like, "What's going on?"
It's a rough and rugged road right now. That you are. He's heading towards sobriety.
Hopefully.
And he may fall.
Yeah, it might not be a straight shot.
But
I know.
Yeah, they say a setback is always a sign of progress.
As long as after the setback they jump back on, then there's no problem.
I think he loves you enough that he wants to be a better man. Okay,
He always said that, and I was like, you are. But I knew he was young, so I was like, you know.
Then he's got that father. And the father's yip, in his ear with all this propaganda, you know.
Yeah, he's going to have to figure out how to sort that out. You go to get help,
they have
counselors that can help him sort that out.
I agree. There is hope. And you're going to come out of this. I see you entering an up in your life, and I feel it's going to begin by the point of June.
Hey, right on.
And maybe joining us for these is going to have an influence.
I mean, you got to
talk
to somebody that's not part of the situation.
Exactly.
When you talk to people that are part of the situation, people pick sides.
When we have others with us. Oh, you are. And are you? I'm wondering if you can always follow us.
She said she's already done.
No, you've seen the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm watching you right now, too. So.
Okay.
I never saw before.
Oh, join us that are regulars for like years. They're going to you. They're going to embrace you.
Yeah.
In all of this, it's like
that. Right. You won't have to worry about one of us something nasty or we're everybody lifts
go to her.
Up every.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Dorothy, I hate to have to do this to you.
You got to go to her.
Oh. Your rebel card, but then I'm going to have to sign off.
You're going to be the last caller, but stand by for your rebel card reading.
Yes. Your rebel card is, I think, a good one. Some good shiz is about to happen. Just don't let your stuff.
I'm sorry, cut out.
Okay. Say it as it is.
Is going about to happen. Don't let your issues mess.
And we're going to be thinking about you. And I'm so glad you reached out to us. All right? You can come.
Thank you.
I'll get back to you, I promise. Oh, boy. The submarine is going to dive now.
That's a very late two-minute warning. We're way under that.
You have a wonderful weekend.
I've seen your heart in my car. I've seen his. And there is. There. So I want to say, please join us if you can tonight. We'll build on this. And everybody else, join us. We'll be on again. That's 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific. And wherever you are in the world, we'll talk to you too. So as my grandmother always said, believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. So our best to you, Dorothy. Blessings and hugs to everybody. Yeah. Liz, take care. Have a wonderful weekend. Find
you
this weekend, Dorothy. All right.
Here we go.
Bye-bye.